escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're listening to the Extra Point Show from the Just Call Jed Studios. Injured? Call Jed.com. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Good morning, everybody. Zach Jones hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. That is, of course, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Riding solo today as the Bills get back to training camp over at St. John Fisher University. Do have some injury notes for today. Cole Bishop quad is not practicing today. There are also some vet rest days. Deion Dawkins, Greg Rousseau, and Daquan Jones. If you, though, did miss the news from yesterday, some good news, albeit not perfect news, for Bills rookie corner Max Hairston. He did suffer an LCL sprain. Means it's likely going to be a few weeks for him, but the ACL is intact, and that was the initial fear, is his season over with before it even can begin? No, it is not. He will be down a few weeks at least, but there's a good hope that he'll be there at least by week one, if not a little bit later, or even a little bit earlier. We'll see how that goes. The Bills have not had any confirmed timeline on that. I do want to start with that, though. We'll touch base with Sal Capaccio coming up at 10:30, but I want to touch base on Hairston because, yes, it is very good news for him that ultimately he will not miss his entire rookie season. But I don't want to sit here and say that it is the best news ever. The best news would have been, I just tweaked something, he'll be back in 2 days. Right? Which can be a little cautious, but he's going to be back in no time. Missing a few weeks could really put a bit of a damper on his rookie year. And we as Bills fans, I mean, especially looking at the secondary, should know all too well what missing 3 weeks in camp will do to a guy's rookie season. Just look at Cole Bishop, who, by the way, is, as I mentioned, down again with a quad injury. We'll see if that's long-lasting or it's just going to be a few days for him. He missed 3 weeks of camp last year with a shoulder issue. And then his entire rookie year in a safety room that kind of was begging for him or somebody to grab hold of it, he struggled to get playing time until late in the season, outside of injuries, of course, because he did start that Houston game, but that was due to injuries. It really wasn't until late in the season where he was able to get extended playing time. You look at the snap count for him in terms of percentages. it grows up until week four. He hits 100, and then it's 0, 4.1%, 0, 1.6, 7.8, 0, 0, 0, and then it starts to increase more, 59.5, 100, 100, 57.8, and then he eventually does play in the AFC Championship game. But he struggled to get playing time when he fell behind just 3 weeks in training camp. And I do wonder if maybe that's where we're going to start heading with Hairston. Not an overall redshirt year, but knowing already, having talked to Sal a few times, that Trey White had really grabbed hold of that cornerback two spot, that he had been playing really, really well, you know, having multiple good days in a row, stacking good days in a row. He was really performing. And while Hairston wasn't, it wasn't anything bad, Trey White had really taken the cornerback two spot by the horns. Now you do have to wonder, what is the rookie season going to look like for Max Hairston? I still think there's absolutely a shot that really nothing changes. Because for me, the feeling always was, at least once camp got rolling, all right, here we go. Trey White will start the season. We'll get to maybe the midpoint, week 7 to like 10, and you'll all of a sudden just see the flip. Hairston was starting more, and he's now just cornerback 2. And he's opposite Christian Benford. And Trey White just becomes a really, really good third option on the outside. That could absolutely still happen. Ultimately, for some players, it has actually been good for them to just have to sit back, watch, let the game slow down. I mean, famously, Josh Allen. But he got to play most of, if not all of camp in the preseason games. He got a lot of reps. Goes in, I mean, his first start, what, is week 2? But he gets hurt in that Houston game. Has to sit a few weeks. Comes back, plays much better. And I think he's openly acknowledged it really helped him to just have to sit down and let the game kind of come to him. And since then, he's been on an upward trajectory seemingly every single year. That could absolutely still be in Hairston's view. 100%. I don't want to make it sound like this is going to be a disaster for him and that this is already over. Because it's not at all. But having just watched Cole Bishop go through this last year, missed just 3 weeks of camp, and ultimately never able to really grab hold of a starting spot until late in the year in a safety room that it was certainly not the cornerback room this year. The cornerback room this year, Christian Benford might arguably want to be one of the most underrated players in all of football, not even getting any votes on that ESPN top 10 player list, none. And then Trey White, who has looked very good, and he himself was starting to come on late in the year with Baltimore after recovering from a number of his injuries. That room is in a much better spot. I'm not saying this is as nervousness towards the cornerback room. It's not that at all. It is much more nervousness for Hairston, the player, in the short term. Because I think in the long term, he'll, again, be fine. His ACL is intact. It's a knee injury. You never like to see that. It was non-contact. That's not great. But I think for the most part, he'll be just fine. But for a team that has not hit a lot of home runs in rounds 1 and 2, and it has been a struggle for them to really get key contributions from early draft picks, this isn't maybe the best sign. And it's nothing that Bean or Hairston could have done. Nothing. It's no one's fault. It happens. But like stacking good practices, we have somewhat started to stack not the best first round picks for the Bills. We have started stacking those. Dalton Kincaid, good rookie year. Not great, but good rookie year. But he fell behind guys like Sam Laporta. Second year, inconsistent, to be honest. And really left you wanting more, and he also deals with injuries. Kyer Elam, big reason why Max Hairston was drafted by the Bills at all, is a complete whiff and a miss. And now Hairston. Nothing has gone on with Hairston at all. But they are starting to stack where they're not getting key contributions from their first and second round picks a lot. And this is where, and I've mentioned, I don't want to put a lot of pressure on this rookie class because this is a talented roster. And Sal's mentioned it. Most of us have mentioned it. They're kind of at a point where they can't really have a lot of camp battles. Most of their starters are somewhat solidified. Cornerback, too, being one of the few spots where there is a real battle. But imagine where they're at if Elam hits. If Dalton Kincaid is a Sam Laporta-type addition for them. They're in a far, far different spot than where they're at now. And even now, it's still good. But you need to hit on these young guys. They need to give you key contributions. And again, and I'll say this again, I'm not saying that Harrison is not going to. But having just gone through this last year with a player in the secondary, it does make me pause a bit in, okay, what's going to happen now? Where are we sitting with this? He's going to miss key reps, obviously. Now, that could lead to guys like Dorian Strong really popping off. And maybe they did it again in getting a really good cornerback late in the draft. But I'm not banking on that. I bank far more, and it's still not everything, but I bank far more on your first and second round picks being huge additions for you. In the short term, and maybe even the long term of this season, this may be fine. Trey White could probably come right in. He's looked good. He's got to be cornerback too. He doesn't have to be the main guy. Benford, from all reports, has looked amazing in camp to start. Should probably be fine. But I'm still sitting here by the midpoint of the year wanting to see Harrison take that role over. And that, no question, he's cornerback two with Benford. And even arguably, he'll start to show off his talent, and maybe they just have dual cornerback ones. That's the hope, isn't it? That you just say Benford and Harrison, and it's just, they're a duo. You just know it. We'll see. We will absolutely see on this. But it is very good news for him that his season is not gone. Because at least for me, I was sitting here thinking, it's done. It's over with. We'll move on. But already kind of taking it on the chin a little bit of like, it's another first-round pick potentially that they're just not getting enough out of. I know they pick late. But you see teams all the time pick late and get key contributions from guys. Injury's not his fault. But I was already kind of accepting that. So it's great news that it's only going to be a few weeks. He may even be suited up, ready to go for Baltimore. But we don't know. And it is something that has kind of been, you know, gnawing at the back of my head a little bit. Of they need key contributions from first and second round picks. They need them. And that's where Cole Bishop being down again with a quad injury. It sounds like he's having a good camp. Him and Rapp seem to be a really good match. Good. He needs to be on the field. It's the old adage, but it's right. Your best ability is your availability. It's going to be curious. It's going to be really, really fun to see how this goes in the preseason. I mentioned it last night on the nightcap. This is actually one of those preseasons I'm interested in watching because there are enough storylines going on to keep me interested. Doesn't have to necessarily be starters, but I look around and I do see guys like Trey White. Okay, what's he looking like? How much is he even going to play in the preseason, especially now with Harrison going down? There's a good chance he doesn't play much. Your cornerback two go. So now it becomes Dorian Strong. It also becomes, and I've mentioned this a lot, even before the draft, the big guys that they've added on the defensive line, TJ Sanders, Landon Jackson, whose name has not really been brought up a lot for camp. I've heard a lot from TJ Sanders. I've heard a lot of Deion Walker. I've heard very little of Landon Jackson, and it's been somewhat my fault. I've very rarely brought him up. I've kind of forgotten about him at times, even though he's picked before Deion Walker. I'm curious to see how those two look, because as I've mentioned a few times, if they hit on just one of those three guys and they make the defensive line better just by them, and then you add in the other additions like Bosa, Hoyt, and Ogunjobi, this team should be back in the AFC Championship. This team should be in a Super Bowl. Because that's all that's holding them back, really, has been the defensive line, has been the lack of pass rush. So if they get that, they should be in a better spot. They were getting by last year pretty well with Rasul Douglas looking very weak at cornerback too. Kyer Elam looking at times unplayable. A shaky safety room. And a linebacker room that went through a lot of injuries. Matt Milano and Terrell Bernard both dealing with issues last year. They still made it to the AFC Championship. All reports from camp have Matt Milano being awesome. And maybe even back to his all-pro self. Trey White looks really good at corner too. So I can almost deal with a shaky safety room again if maybe Bishop is not 100% and he doesn't maybe take that next step because of injuries or what have you, if the defensive line is improved. So that is going to be something, of course, I'm going to be keeping an eye on. Palmer and Coleman. I listened this morning, Albert Breer, he visited Bills camp on Tuesday, and he'd mentioned some of his takeaways, and Keon was one of them. And he mentioned a player that I hadn't thought of, you know, to maybe compare Keon to or even really look at as like the role they'd want Keon to be in. But he mentioned Marcus Colston of the Saints. And, you know, if you remember that name, he was a big key contributor on their Super Bowl winning team back in 09. But he was a guy out of Hofstra. He was 6'5", 225. He was a seventh-round pick, and most assumed he would transition to tight end. And yet in his rookie year, he's over 1,000 yards. Peyton saw something in him, and he was one of their key guys, one of their most consistent receivers of that era from the word go. And you look at Keon Coleman's build, 6'4", like 210. It's right around there. I don't think anyone ever said he's going to be a tight end. You know, the thing you heard with Keon was he's going to be a big slot. So maybe that's what it becomes. Is maybe it's a little bit of a Marcus Colston role. That could be very interesting for him. And from all reports, he's starting to stack good practices together, which is huge for him. The consistency is maybe the key thing for his development. He's never going to be a separation artist. And most of us, I believe, have kind of come to terms with that and accepted that. And that's fine. But if he can be a guy that just uses his physicality to get that little bit more open, and he starts reeling in more and more passes, his catch percentage goes up from, what was it, 50%? Could be massive going forward for him. We mentioned it the other day, me and Derek. Air Raid Buffalo on Twitter kind of put up a stat line for him that, you know, could be for year two, combining literally his stats from last year and Mac Hollins' stats from last year. And it's like 60 catches, a little over 900 yards, and I think it was 9 touchdowns. If he puts up that stat line, I don't think anyone's complaining about him. No, he's not a 1,000-yard receiver. No, he's not in line for a Pro Bowl. But to be fair, if that's the stat line and they win 13 games again and Allen's a 4,000-yard passer and he's completing like 66% of his passes and he's got like 35 touchdowns, no one's going to care. That'll work. And if that does happen, if that's his stat line, I imagine Josh Palmer also really worked. Khalil Shakir continued to be that guy in the slot. And so those two, Palmer and Keon, are going to be guys that I'm absolutely going to keep an eye on. This preseason should be interesting because there's enough young guys that maybe could play key roles that'll be fighting for spots. We'll be playing in games. And so we'll see how that goes. 803-0550, the number to call if you want to jump on today. Also today, we do have the Hall of Fame game, which is a game that, up until 3 days ago, I had zero plans on watching. Absolutely zero plans on watching. Outside of, you know, the ceremonial two drives. It's the American dream. You get excited for the Hall of Fame game. Everyone tweets out, football's back, blah, 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 blah. And they're technically right because it is the first game in months. You turn it on. You're looking around the stadium. You're going, this is really cool. There's a lot of, you know, majesty to it. There's a lot of, like, aura, lore, whatever you want to say about, you know, Canton Stadium. And then you start watching the game and you're like, cool, there's like no one here that I want to watch. There's absolutely no one here I want to watch. And then the few guys that you were like, I can get into this a little bit, like he was a rookie, he's exciting, oh, and he's sitting after two drives, and you turn it right off. And then you turn on NFL Network the next day, you see some of the highlights that went on in the third and fourth quarter, and you went, cool. I'm glad I didn't watch it. That was going to be me. Until I found out that Trey Lance was starting for the Chargers. Now, he could play the two drives and be done. That could absolutely happen. But I'm at least going to check Trey Lance out. And Lance is not a quarterback I've particularly talked a lot about. I think most people that have listened to me know that I was a big fan of his when he was drafted in 20. But, you know, going back to when he was drafted, or when he was actually at North Dakota State, that was in 2019 when he has his big season. Doesn't throw a pick, has 1,000 yards rushing, double-digit touchdowns. He has like 28 like passing touchdowns. He was a really exciting prospect. And at the time, for me personally, I liked Josh Allen a lot through his first 2 years. There were things to like. I did not love Josh Allen through his first 2 years. But there were things to love, don't get me wrong. The hurdles, he was a physical presence, the running was awesome, and every now and then he'd have a pass where you're like, man, if he could just harness that, we have got something here. But through the first 2 years, it was very up and down. 2019 is somewhat, in a way, sort of his ascension, but he still wasn't a perfect passer by any means. I'd argue he still wasn't even a very good passer. He was okay, he was good, he was fine, he was serviceable. But going into 2020, they make the move for Stephon Diggs, and maybe take yourself back to how you felt going into week one. We had no preseason. Training camp was a little spotty here and there about like what we could actually get because of the pandemic. There was really no on if Josh Allen had taken this gigantic step that he ultimately did. And so for me, being a kid of the drought, that raising me, molding me, in a way, I was always sort of prepared for the other shoe to drop. I was sort of prepared for Josh Allen's potential, his progression, what have you, to halt. And for them to go back to not being a playoff team. And with that, it didn't matter if the Bills were going to do it or not. I was always prepared for another quarterback. And that 2020 draft was going to be the first one where it's like, okay, this might be legit. Like, we'll see if they actually do it. And Lance was the guy that I kind of zeroed in on. Now, he ultimately doesn't play more than a single game in 2020. They have a showcase game at North Dakota State, but they don't have a season since 2019. Adding in also his pro attempts, since 2019, he has had 461 passing attempts. I think Sneaky Joe's had this a lot. That's it. He sits most of 21 with the 49ers. He's finally the starter in 22. He hurts himself in the second game of that season, and it's effectively all she wrote. He's gotten no reps. And it's something I've talked a lot about with college quarterbacks over the last like year or so, that you're seeing a lot of these guys who maybe could have left college, leave it like at the high point. Drew Aller, Penn State, was sort of this guy. You know, it's a weak quarterback class. Aller's got all the you know, everything you want. 6'5", 220, bazooka of an arm, can move, what have you. But he stays. Why? These guys all want to get more reps. They want to get more starts. Cade Klubnik of Clemson, same thing. It's why you also hear Arch Manning, I mean, Jimmy Haslam, the Browns owner, even mentioned it. He's probably going to stay 2 years. Like, it's not even worth talking about. They all want more reps, more pass attempts, more times to screw up and to fix things before they make the jump to the NFL. Anthony Richardson is maybe the latest example of this. He had, what, 13 starts at Florida, didn't pass the ball all that much, and didn't do it particularly well when he did. And then kind of almost like Trey Lance, has an exceptionally short leash with Indianapolis. He's also been dealt with injuries, and he's had that tough time, but he's also been pulled. And the Colts have seemingly been very short with him at times. He's done also some ridiculous things like pulling himself out of a game because he's tired and stuff like that. Don't get me wrong. But these guys needed more reps. They needed more time to marinate in college. Lance, due to circumstance, doesn't get anything in 20. I wonder what he looks like as a quarterback if he plays all of 2020. Gets a full season there, maybe throws like 350 passes. They were much more of a run-heavy team, but he would have probably played 15, 16 games that year. Maybe throws 350 more passes. And what does he look like? He's still probably a first-round pick. He's not going to all of a sudden collapse in that second season. He's probably a first-round pick again. And maybe he gives more of a fight in his rookie year to start. And so then he's getting more reps there. So what does Lance look like? I have no idea. But we talk a lot about that with quarterbacks going to the right spots, how much it matters to them. It's also the same thing, too, of college guys going to the right spot to get them the most development, the most reps. That's why I think the college game, you're going to start seeing 4-star quarterbacks, 5-star quarterbacks. They're going to transfer more. Maybe to smaller schools, but at least they're going to transfer to some of these maybe smaller Power 4 schools because they'll get starts, they'll get reps, they'll go through adversity. That's a big thing. You look around the NFL, college court, at the pro quarterbacks, where they come from. They don't come from the Alabamas of the world, the Georgias of the world. Fewer from Clemson. They come from these small schools, smaller schools. They're not necessarily always competing for national championships. They're just trying to survive, get them through adversity. They have to struggle more, and it ends up actually working a lot of the time with NFL quarterbacks, and it's going to be a thing in college. But Trey Lance, Anthony Richardson, probably guys that are drafted because of Josh Allen, but Allen also got multiple seasons starting at Wyoming, where Lance got one at North Dakota State, and for all intents and purposes, Richardson got one at Florida. 803-0550, the number to call. We'll get a look in at camp when we come back. Sal Capaccio will join the show from St. John Fisher University. I'm Zach Jones, hanging here solo on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and this is WGR. Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones riding solo today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. A little bit of Sabres news, as the team has officially announced they have signed goaltender Devon Levi to a 2-year contract, an average annual value of just over $812,000. That seems remarkably cheap. Good for them to get that done. I imagine Levi is going to be spending most of, if not all of, next year in Rochester as he continues to marinate down in the AHL. To remind you, the coverage of Bills training camp from St. John Fisher University is brought to you by Figo Car and Joyce, your border attorneys. By Outlet Liquor, when you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys, and driven by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your Upstate Honda dealer today. We'll be hearing from Sal Capaccio here in just the next few minutes. Get a word in on practice today. There were some good injury updates as well. Dawson Knox, and Elijah Moore both appear to be back at practice, more back in pads. He was dealing with some leg soreness. Very excited to see what he could look like in the preseason as well. I'm not losing my touch for the Elijah Moore cult. I'm still with you guys. I am just starting to wonder how much he's actually going to be able to produce on the Bills. They really do like to spread the ball around. I think they have better personnel to do it better this year. I think we could see the passing rate on first down go up this year compared to what it was last year. I think you can honestly see Allen enter back into 4,000 yards pass.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Passing and 30-plus touchdown passes, because I like the personnel. But I do wonder how much he's going to be able to do. This is a guy that would have finished second last year on the Bills in terms of catches, but also you had a team in Cleveland, partially because of how bad they were and how much they had to play down, they had almost, I think, 125 more passes as a team than Josh Allen did last year. And so, yeah, he gets around, I think, 101, 102 targets, 61 catches. I don't know where that really is going to happen, especially Coleman is putting together, it appears to be a very good camp. Josh Palmer has looked very good. There is still Khalil Shakir. I imagine they are going to want to try to do anything with Kincaid to get him going, especially if he's healthy. They've got to in this third year. This is where tight ends especially start to hit their groove, is in this year three window. That's where he is. Let's hope, hopefully he's healthy. And then I kind of, it sort of leaves me with, okay, so it's all of a sudden it's Elijah Moore or Curtis Samuel. Now Moore can spend a little bit more time on the outside. I think he spent like 40% of his snaps last year on Cleveland on the outside. Samuel is almost completely just a slot receiver. But ultimately, we don't really know like what it's going to be. Moore was still only signed to a one-year contract, and it was very late in the process. So is he really all that important? I think he can be very, very good. I genuinely believe that. And I get almost stir crazy thinking about how good I think he can be with Josh Allen at quarterback. But they've also got guys that have been in the system longer, that have built more of a reputation or more of a rapport with Allen. And they've also spent bigger on guys like Josh Palmer, who maybe haven't yet, but I think they have more clear plans for him going forward. And Palmer is somebody too. I didn't spend a lot of the offseason getting that excited about him because you looked at the last 2 years and you kind of thought, okay, sure, I love the separation stats, but he had Herbert, you know, Keenan Allen and Mike Williams aren't necessarily world beaters for him to try to get past. And yet, he comes into camp and the feeling is pretty good. Is he going to be a guy that probably puts up 1,200, 1,300 yards receiving? No, likely not. Could it happen? Sure. He's 25, young. In his second season, he looked like he was completely ascending, and then injuries, and Greg Roman kind of ruined that. But I'm not going to bank on that. I am banking, though, on they've got more consistent guys. Last year, that was maybe their biggest problem in the passing game. Allen was still phenomenal, but it was more consistency. Now I think they do have much more consistency at the wide receiver position. That may hold Elijah Moore back. Let's go, though, to the Western Hotline and to St. John Fisher University. Sal Capaccio joins us now. Sal, good morning. How are we doing?
Good morning, guys. How are you? Yeah, rain held off just in time. It went away for the 9:45 a.m. practice to start, and the team has been on the field ever since. We got an update on some new players who are not out here. Let me get the list. I'm sure you guys have mentioned them. Not practicing today would be Cole Bishop. And then, that was it. Cole Bishop was the only one. Hayden Harris was waived with a hamstring injury. But we do have a vet rest day today for Deion Dawkins, Greg Rousseau, and Daquan Jones. And good news, Dawson Knox is out here catching passes. And so is Tyrell Shavers.
There we go. So on Shavers, Sal, because I was just mentioning Elijah Moore there. Shavers has sort of been like your guy for this. Like, I think the last two now camps, like he's sort of been your guy. What have you seen from him this morning as he comes back? May have lost Sal. That's a shame. We'll hopefully get Sal back here in just a few minutes. I do want to talk to him about Tyrell Shavers because he had one of the more fun plays of the season last year against New England. And he's somebody that I really like a lot, to be perfectly honest. It's sort of the same thing with Elijah Moore. And I've heard the morning guys talk about this too. It kind of just comes down to bodies. He's probably an NFL receiver. He looks the part in every way. They just kind of have too many guys. No guy that's necessarily the number one, but they do have a lot of guys. That is certainly for sure. 803-0550, the number to call if you want to jump on the show today. I'm also seeing some stuff from practice today, too. Keon Coleman looking good with Allen. Dawson Knox, as Sal mentioned, he's looked pretty good today as he's coming back. And now we go back to the Western Hotline. Sal Capaccio again joins us. Sal, we lost you there.
Sorry about that. Sometimes we have connection issues with everything going on out here. So you guys were asking me about Tyrell Shavers. You said he's my guy for something.
Yeah, just like the last two camps, he's kind of been like your guy. You've really looked at him. I was just mentioning there, too.
Yeah.
He looks the part of an NFL receiver. It literally just might be they have too many bodies for him to really kind of break out.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where I think he's good enough to play in the NFL, but what's his ceiling, right? He offers you just enough where you can use him, but does he offer you enough to be a regular contributor for 17 games? I think Tyrell Shavers had a really, really strong camp last year, enough that I thought he might make the team. I think he's done some nice things out here, but it is a numbers game at wide receiver, right? You got Elijah Moore, Joshua Palmer's been brought in, obviously. You know, he is kind of that sixth guy. Maybe he does squeeze in on the fifth as the fifth wide receiver. Then who's out? You know, do you keep six? There's always that way you need to massage it and think about it. But the biggest news with him is it's just so good to see him out here and being able to, you know, come out here and catch passes after what happened the other day and going carted off with that ankle injury.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's actually, I mean, now the Bills have had two of those moments in camp. You mentioned Shavers there. It sounded like that was going to be a bad injury. Ultimately turned out to not be, and then not really to bury the lead here. But yesterday we did get reports, you were able to confirm it as well, that Max Harrison, his ACL is intact, but he is probably going to miss a few weeks with an LCL sprain.
Yeah, the Bills usually don't give any definitive timelines on injuries. I wouldn't expect them to give one here, but Ian Rappaport says about 3 weeks. I can confirm it is not an ACL injury. It's an LCL injury. All good news considering how bad it looked, how bad it could have been, the video that we saw, no doubt about that. So what does that mean for Max Harrison? Well, it means that even if he's back before the opener, is he even healthy? Is he even a healthy active for the opener, game day active, or is he a healthy scratch? You know, I mean, it takes time for these rookies to come back. Look at Cole Bishop. Look at Cole Bishop last year, missing some time in preseason. And it exponentially grows when you're a young player, a rookie especially, and you miss time. I also think it just means what we've kind of seen out here, which is Tre'Davious White is the starting corner opposite Christian Benford. I don't think that changes now. It even makes it more so, obviously. I don't think that would have changed even if that were the case with Tre'Davious White. So, Max Harrison now has some time to, you know, get back, and they can take their time with him if they want to choose to put him on one of the lists of the they get two guys to go on IR when cuts are made to, you know, sit out 4 weeks. They have a roster spot. You can bring him back if they choose to do that. At the same time, maybe he's back in a couple weeks. He starts working real hard and he's ready to rock and roll week one. So it's a waiting game, but just like Tyrell Shavers, it is great to see and know that at least it's not something really serious long term.
Yeah, absolutely. So you brought up Cole Bishop there, and I spent a lot of the first segment kind of mentioning that like we kind of just went through this as Bills fans last year, a high draft pick. There was maybe hopes that he would start right from the get-go, but would have to battle to do it. But Cole Bishop misses about 3 weeks with a shoulder injury. We'll see how long Harrison is able to miss. But at least for Bishop, what we saw last year, it really kind of held back his development of him really ever able to get play time. His snap count was very low for the defense for a lot of the year. Did ultimately start game four, but that was a lot due to injuries. But by the end of the year, he was able to pick it up and get going. But it took a little while. I will say, though, it felt like the safety room, you know, was asking for a little bit more, and it was kind of frustrating Bishop couldn't get in, where from everything I've heard from you and from many other reporters, the cornerback room, that is not the same situation. Tre' White has looked very, very good. Benford is locked in at cornerback one. So it's not apples to oranges, but I did think about that.
Yeah, and you know, safety is a spot this year where, again, you're looking at I'm watching Cole Bishop on a sleeve right now. He's got a quad injury. And safety is an area where you're going to have to – you're a little bit more thin than you are at corner, I think, this year. And you hope that Cole Bishop can snatch that job and stay healthy. Corner, as you say, a little bit different with depth. They went out and attacked it. They brought it back Tre'Davious White. They brought back Dane Jackson. They still have Jamarcus Ingram. They drafted Dorian Strong. I don't think the Bills are hitting any sort of – even if worst-case scenario where Max Harrison were out very long-term, I don't think the Bills would have to go out and get somebody to be at the top of the depth chart. You're talking about numbers. You're talking about depth at the bottom now. But I think they feel comfortable with some of the guys that have been here and what they're doing. You know, the rookie Dorian Strong, he's coming along, but, you know, he has his ups and downs every day, but that's part of being a rookie. Dane Jackson knows this system. Jamarcus Ingram knows this system. They're very comfortable putting those guys in the field.
Sal Capaccio here on the West Hur Hotline, live from Bills training camp today. They had off yesterday, back today. Tomorrow is their return of the red and blue practice over at Highmark Stadium. Sal, I did have a question from a listener today, Joshua. He tweeted in, and this is a player I've actually at times kind of forgotten to talk about. I've really zeroed in on the defensive tackles, specifically with the defensive line. But he was mentioning, you know, not hearing a lot about Landon Jackson. What have you been able to see from the Bills' third-round pick?
Yeah, I haven't really noticed him flashing necessarily, but I think he's out here just kind of doing his job. I'm also telling you that I'm not looking and going, oh, man, Landon Jackson got beat bad on that play. You know, he's part of a rotation on the defensive line. And, you know, Bobby Babich talked a little bit about the rookies today. We're specifically talking about TJ Sanders. And I think the word is consistency. You just want to see the consistency from these young guys. You know, Landon Jackson's at a position, too, where there's just quite a few bodies there. And you talk about A.J. Epinesa, along with, obviously, Greg Rousseau and Joey Bosa, I think, at the top of the depth chart. You're talking about A.J. Epinesa. Michael Hoyt's suspended, but, guys, Javon Solomon's putting together a nice little camp, you know, and that's a guy that Bobby Babich talked about today. So, of course, Landon Jackson's going to be on the Buffalo Bills roster. He's on the 53-man roster, but this is the kind of guy that could you see maybe, is he inactive, you know, first couple weeks or something like that? I'm not necessarily predicting it. I'm saying with the numbers, they have to figure it out somehow because you're just going to have too many bodies there at some point and as long as everybody stays healthy.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned it there with the cornerback room, how many guys they have, and like even if Hairston was out for long term, they maybe don't go to that well to maybe bring back a guy like a Rasul Douglas or Stephon Gilmore. They maybe just they stay in house and they got what they got. They've really gone after depth hard on the defense as a whole. Because you're right, like the line itself, they've got so many guys, and it's not even to mention that Hoyt and Ogunjobi both will be coming back after week six. It is just chock full of guys. I listened to Albert Breer, who was at practice on Tuesday, and he mentioned that as just like that alone should probably help the Bills be better in the pass rush because of just how many guys they have. The best guys will likely be playing.
And the thing, right, the last three a lot in the playoffs, especially quarterback, getting the quarterback on the ground. They need to have a better pass rush, there's no doubt. I'm interested to see how the preseason reps go, knowing Hoyt and Ogunjobi are suspended guys. Like, are they going to give them more of the reps because they're going to be kind of fresher and they can keep the reps off the other guys who have to play? Or is it the other way around, which is, hey, these guys aren't going to be playing with us, you know, the first 6 weeks, so we got to make sure everybody else is ready. I'm really, really curious to see how that goes, starting a week from Saturday against the New York Giants.
Yeah, and I said it earlier today, too. Like, there isn't a ton of, like, starter battles to watch, and you can argue maybe there isn't, like, you know, that fun rookie quarterback that you got to lock in for all three games. But there's enough storylines, I think, in this preseason to get you through that, to not have you by, you know, the second one going, oh, gosh, we're still doing this, you know, that stuff. But speaking of the preseason, Sal, tonight, the Hall of Fame game, are you somebody that takes part in the American tradition of getting excited for it, saying football's back, and then two drives in, putting on a movie?
I do get excited to say it. Mm-hmm. It sounds good. I mean, I don't know if I'll watch much of it. I got a couple things going on tonight, but I'll check in on it every once in a while. I'll go look at highlights, you know, just and say, oh, I want to get back in football and say, okay, starting this week, guys. That means
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Sal, well, let's get back to practice here. We're having some connection issues here, but thanks for jumping on with us, man.
You got it.
That was Sal Capaccio there on the West Her Hotline. And I do want to remind you that Sal Capaccio takes you behind the scenes during Bills training camp with Sal's All Access Facebook Live on WGR's Facebook page. That is brought to you by Upstate Honda Dealers. For great deals on the entire Honda lineup, visit your Upstate Honda dealer today. 803-0550, the number to call. Are you going to take part in the Hall of Fame game? Are you somebody like me that the moment you saw Trey Lance was starting, you're like, oh, damn, I'm going to have to actually watch some of that, aren't I? We'll see how much I actually get through, though. Zach Jones here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR. Quick final segment here as we wrap up hour number one. I want to remind you, tune in this week for a chance to win two tickets to the Buffalo Bisons home game on Saturday, August 2nd. That is this Saturday at Salem Field at 6:35 p.m. Celebrate women in sports plus a post-game drone show. Always love a good drone show. Speaking of baseball, today is the trade deadline in Major League Baseball at 6 p.m. tonight. Got going early, though. If you did miss it, Toronto trading for right-hand pitcher Shane Bieber, former Cy Young winner back in 2020. He dealt with Tommy John surgery last year. It's a one-for-one going to Cleveland. Cal Stevens, the number 5 ranked prospect for the Blue Jays, going to Cleveland. But to get Shane Bieber, 30 years old, coming off of Tommy John, look good in his rehab assignment, you want to call it, that could be a huge move for them. They are still in front of the AL East. The Yankees have also made a number of moves as well. Ryan McCann, Austin Slater, I think they've added somebody else as well. The Jays also get a bullpen arm in Sir Anthony Dominguez. That has been a lot of fun to kind of watch, not even necessarily that battle, but just see the Blue Jays, who I think had like no expectations, or at least pretty bad expectations, coming into the season. They get the Guerrero deal done. They kind of have a slow start, get really going in the start of the summer, and then it just kind of kept it going. Now, being buyers here at the deadline, it is just a ton of fun, and I would love for playoff baseball to get back to Toronto. I've been there the last 2 years to see a game. I am a Halos fan, so I go to see the Angels, but it's a good ballpark. It was packed both times I went on a random Saturday or Sunday in the middle of summer. And it's a good crowd. It's a good, fun team. And it's not exactly what you thought it would be. It wasn't, all three of the young guys coming up, but it's enough of that. And then they've also just made savvy moves that have kept them, good going into this year. Didn't know that they would be, but they are. And now it appears they're adding who could be potentially an ace for them for the next few years in Shane Bieber. 803-0550, the number to call. Hour number two coming up after a quick timeout. We will listen back to Bills defensive coordinator Bobby Babich, who spoke to the media after practice at around 11:30. You're listening to WGR.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAFGiving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.